Echo is the sign of the entanglement of all the worlds. Echo is the entanglement of all the worlds. She is the voice of again. She is Ray, goddess of resonance. She is the return and the reply, the reiteration of everything you have ever said or done as it bounces off the walls of paradise and the chambers of the land of the dead, ringing through all the kingdoms. Redolent with the judgment and mercy of angels and devils, giving you time to reconsider and respect, to look again at what you say and do and feel. Respect, revive, report, relinquish each note into its consequence. Reflect, here she meets her love, Narcissus. Dissolved in reflection, refracted into the depths of the surface that would not let him touch. He did not let her touch, and now he is lost in the hall of mirrors, his glass heart silvered, echoing back his face, his beauty, his untouchable disdain without empathy or soul. He remains on the hard surface, dying for the one touch he cannot have. Without renewal, only remorse, he re-enters the silence of the underworld. But she, Echo, is with you always, every time you remember, every time you listen, every time you repeat and rewind and review, every time you react and recant and repent, every time you regard and refresh and refuse. Each morning that you reawaken with the remembrance of your dream resounding throughout the day, reassuring you of the presence of your beloved dead. Echo, a sonorant susurrus, revolving your heart through the harmonics of each person you have known, each word you have said, each note raised and returned from the surface of your life, the walls of the world. Each moment echoes forever as the famous fluttering of the butterfly who starts a hurricane. Echo's reverberations may seem like chaos, but in fact are so finely tuned to their source that it is through her exquisite renewal that all resurrection is possible. Her voice is your voice. She gifts it to you so that you can hear.